go out to our friend Vic Bajaj, legal analyst, criminal defense attorney. Vic, welcome again.
Oh, thank you.
Do you agree with my assessment of the incident in Boston?
I agree. There are a lot of just, you know, things that don't fit into the normal compartment of what we would normally think is a terrorist type of activity, but it all remains to be seen. But I agree with your comments.
There you go. So let's first start with this tragedy with the father who has now been arrested, the body of the boy now having been found in a Santa Barbara County lake, ending this whole search. It looks like bad times for that guy's, that the father. It looks like he is the perpetrator, does it not?
It does. You know, at the time the district attorney's office makes a decision to file charges of this magnitude in regards to a case that is so closely looked upon by the media and by law enforcement in general, after already, you know, hooking him up, so to speak, and releasing him for insufficient evidence, it leads anyone with a bit of experience and common sense to say the chips are not stacking up in his favor.
Right.
It looks like he tried to, you know, he tried to do, as he probably thought, the right thing by going in and making a statement early on. And I'm taking a look at, you know, some of his attorney's comments, and I bet his attorney really wishes he had a handle on those statements before they were made.
What kind of stuff was he saying there? What got him into trouble?
Well, see, this is the issue with these missing people cases. We as human beings who don't have exposure to law enforcement investigation techniques, we don't know what can be found. So we think it's still, you know, I was eating a ham sandwich at home with my grandma, and I'm okay, I have an alibi. But in today's world, when we have LPRs, which are license plate readers, we have drone photographic ability to find missing persons, we have GPS locators on our phones and our vehicles at all times, whether they're on or not. It's very difficult to set up an alibi unless you absolutely know all of the evidence that's against you. And in this particular case, you know, he went in at 35 years old and he made a statement immediately after his son's disappearance. I would venture to guess any attorney worth his weight in salt would tell him, don't make that statement unless your attorney's there. So we can guess he didn't have proper legal counsel at the time.
So this is why even though, let me make sure I'm hearing what you're saying. So let's say you didn't do something. You were sitting with your grandmother and your aunt, and the police ask you where you were. You still say, I need an attorney.
100%. Wow. As a matter of fact, the vast majority of clients who contact my office contact me before charges are filed and before a formal investigation has occurred. You will be surprised at the real weight and value of a good defense attorney. I always tell my clients, it's not a question of whether the proof shows you did it or the proof shows you didn't do it. It's a question of your belief in your innocence. You need the most powerful lawyer with as much experience as you can if you're innocent, okay? And this is something a lot of people don't understand because it works the opposite way, the way we're taught, the way we see it.
Well, not now that you this, you know, we have drilled into us, those of us that are not part of the legal system, that they'll, you know, the legal system is all about making sure we don't put innocent people in, you know, accused, prove in jail, whatever, punishing innocent people, that's the most heinous and the biggest mistake the legal system could make. Therefore, if we are innocent, we figure, well, no problem.
Well, absolutely, and your logic rings true in utopia. Now, the Innocence Project, right, we can have a list of hundreds of people who have either been released after DNA evidence has exonerated them, alibi evidence has been checked out again, or are under, you know, the investigation to have potential releases granted to them. So is it a flawed system? Absolutely. Do you have to err on the side of being cautious? Absolutely. As a law-abiding citizen myself, okay, if an officer friendly knocked on my door and said, Mr. Bajaj, I'd like to talk to you about where you were last night at 10 a.m.
Officer friendly?
Well, right. My response to officer friendly would be, well, you know what? I know I want to help. I want to cooperate. Get my lawyer to reach out to you, and I'll be happy to sit down. By doing this, you ensure you're going to have recordations of the statements. All the T's are going to be crossed and the I's are dotted just by the mere presence of a lawyer. And we go to trial 2 or 3 times a year on significant cases representing innocent people. Thankfully, the jury gets it right more often than not.